Opera is not an Olympic event, but it figured prominently in 1996. The Olympic Arts Festival ran concurrently with the Atlanta Olympic Games, and a highlight of the multidisciplinary arts assemblage was a performance of George Gershwin's musical, Of Thee I Sing, by the Atlanta Opera. Of Thee I Sing is an all-American political satire. The story itself follows the election campaign and presidency of the fictional John P. Wintergreen. His party runs simply on the platform of love, promising that if elected, he'll marry the partner chosen for him at an Atlantic City beauty pageant. But when he falls in love with his campaign secretary, instead of Diana Devereaux, the fairest flower of the South and winner of the pageant, John P. Wintergreen gets himself into political hot water. Of Thee I Sing originally opened on Broadway in 1931, and it was the perfect tonic to Depression-era woes. 65 years later, then Atlanta Opera Artistic Director Fred Scott staged a performance for the 1996 Olympic Arts Festival. I recently caught up with Fred and asked him why he chose that musical for the Cultural Olympiad.
I think what we wanted to do was come up with some representation of the best in American theatrical music. I mean, we could, I suppose, have selected one of the great American operas, but then I would ask you, what are the great American operas? So we thought, you know, the best American theater music that we have really must be something like Gershwin or Richard Rodgers or Leonard Bernstein. And I'm such a fan of Gershwin. I've conducted so many Gershwin pieces with various symphony orchestras, and I played Gershwin at the piano, and I love Gershwin songs. And I thought, you know, what we should do maybe is a Gershwin musical. And that led to, you know, well, then how do you do it? Shall you have a fully staged performance, or should you do something that's kind of half staged, half concert? So the combination of Gershwin and the sort of political angle, of course, of Thee I Sing, which is about an election year, and the sort of the lighthearted fun that we knew we could have with Gershwin seemed to make it sort of the perfect musical storm, if you will.
And 96 was a presidential election year as well.
Right.
Of Thee I Sing was the first musical ever to win a Pulitzer Prize. It's a very clever political satire. What are some of the reactions and comments you received from people who attended Of Thee I Sing?
I remember that we had a lovely group of diplomats that had come. Of course, George Novak is a great friend of mine, and George is the honorary consul of the Czech Republic in Atlanta, and he had brought some of his colleagues with him. I know Boyce Ansley, who was our chairman of the board at the time and who has recently passed away. Boyce was a wonderful, charming Atlanta woman, and she had brought an ambassador or two with her. And so there was a great group of diplomatic presence in the audience that night. And I think they were kind of surprised that they didn't have to sit through a three-hour American opera. They knew Gershwin, of course, but they thought the idea of an Atlanta opera performance might be something a little too heavy for them. And I remember looking out in the audience and seeing these wonderful people, some of whom didn't speak a lot of English, just wreathed in smiles. So we put our hearts and minds and souls into it, and I think it turned out rather well.
When you were talking about great American operas, I was surprised you didn't mention Porgy and Bess.
Well, I love Porgy and Bess, but it's awfully long. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I think you know, for for an American company to do Porgy and Bess, you can only get the rights to it if you agree to an all African-American cast except for the two white members of the cast, the undertaker and the lawyer. And that was not the way our Atlanta opera was made up at the time, and we wanted to showcase our own people. And so it would have involved a very lengthy period of auditions and essentially recreating the company for us to do Porgy and Bess.
Indeed. Fred, what do you recall about Atlanta during the games? Do you have any lasting memories of how the city felt, the vibe?
Yes, I do. And vibe is, I think, a great word, because I felt that there was a kind of international excitement about the place. You knew that if you were going to walk down the street, you were bound to run into somebody that was from a country not your own, certainly from a state not your own, or city not your own. And it was exciting and exhilarating to me to hear a variety of languages as you walked around. I was quite amazed at how easy it was to get around town. You know, we all were afraid that it was going to be a gigantic traffic snarl and that we should all stay in our homes and, you know, if you have to come downtown, make sure you take the subway and don't bring your car. Whatever you did, we were warned not to bring our cars into Atlanta because the traffic was just going to be horrible. Well, maybe everybody took that advice but me, but I found getting around to be easy as could be. I know my sister and I were invited to a couple of parties, and so we sort of trotted around downtown and went to various Olympic events, and there was no problem getting around. It was hot, but it was clear, and it was wonderful, and it was exciting, and everybody could get around. And I remember people just speaking to each other. Mm-hmm. I think we demonstrated that kind of Southern friendliness that we're supposed to be famous for.
Well, thank you so much for adding to some of my best memories of the
Well, thank you for letting me talk. You know, I love talking to you about anything about music, anytime.